Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Monday, June 22nd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Apple's first virtual developer conference, rally goes on despite rise in coronavirus cases, and Wirecard shares crash again. Leading today's news: while Facebook and Google have canceled their annual developer conferences, F8 and I/O, Apple feels the show must go on, albeit in a different format. The tech giant's Worldwide Developers Conference will be hosted online today for the first time since it began more than three decades ago. The biggest announcement at the event is likely to be a fundamental shift from Intel-based processors to ARM-based chipsets that will be designed in-house for Mac desktops and laptops. Also expected, iOS 14 and its sibling iPadOS 14, a new version of macOS, some updates for watchOS and tvOS, and a refreshed Apple TV and Apple AirTags. Apple is up 1.3% pre-market. In other news, U.S. stock index futures are pointing to another solid session at the open, climbing more than 1% in overnight trade following their fourth weekly gain in 5 weeks. The U.S. reported more than 30,000 additional coronavirus cases on Friday, the highest number of confirmed one-day infections since May 1st, while Nevada, Florida, California, and Arizona reported record-high single-day infections. Investors don't seem to care, given the unlikelihood of returning to lockdowns, or sentiment that downstream health effects would be worse if a shutdown was imposed, while continued waves are likely to follow every lockdown until herd immunity is reached or a vaccine is found. Wirecard stock has already tumbled 75% since auditors refused to sign off on its 2019 accounts last week, and the firm withdrew its preliminary results for 2019-2020, as well as forecasts. It's a major hit for the Munich-based fintech success, which entered Germany's blue-chip DAX index in 2018 at the expense of Commerzbank. Germany's third richest man is threatening to scupper a 9 billion euro bailout for Deutsche Lufthansa that would dilute his shares and influence at the 70-year-old airline. Billionaire Heinz Hermann Thiele, who owns a 15% holding in the German carrier, would only need to win a third of a vote at Thursday's virtual shareholder meeting to sink the current plan. Thiele feels the state is profiteering from the collapse and will make his case to Lufthansa CEO Carsten Spohr and the two German ministers who brokered the bailout in an online meeting today. Bowing to bipartisan pressure in Congress, the SBA and Treasury are releasing the names of borrowers who received Paycheck Protection Program loans of $150,000 or more, accounting for about 73% of the funds lent through the program. "We value transparency and our fiduciary responsibility to ensure American taxpayer funds are used appropriately," SBA Administrator Jovita Carranza declared. Note, most of the borrowers who took advantage of the taxpayer-funded forgivable loans will still remain unknown. Of the roughly 4.6 million borrowers in the program, about 86% took out loans worth less than $150,000. Eskimo Pie, founded in 1920, is changing its name and marketing in the wake of nationwide protests over racial justice, following similar moves by the makers of Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's. "We are committed to being part of the solution on racial equality and recognize the term is derogatory," said Elizabeth Marquez, head of marketing for Dreyer's Grand Ice Cream. Dreyer's is the U.S. subsidiary of Froneri, a joint venture between Nestle and private equity company PAI Partners. After temporarily suspending imports from U.S. poultry producer Tyson Foods, China ordered a PepsiCo factory to close on Sunday as authorities clamped down on the food industry amid a new coronavirus cluster in Beijing. 2 of 8 confirmed COVID-19 cases at the plant were from workers that had made purchases at the Zhenfadi market, where the latest outbreak in the city emerged. The marketplace supplies more than 70% of Beijing's fresh produce and has been sealed off, while dozens of communities and schools have been forced to close. Beijing will set up a dedicated central government office in Hong Kong to collect intelligence and handle crimes against national security, according to the state-run Xinhua News Agency. Provisions in the new law will supersede existing Hong Kong legislation should there be inconsistencies between them, while China's legislature would be empowered to issue judicial interpretations, and Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam will be able to appoint specific judges to hear national security cases. On Friday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Washington would in the future treat Hong Kong as a Chinese city rather than a semi-autonomous one, putting its special trade status and other privileges on the line. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, Bitcoin, and gold are all set to open in the green, with crude oil flat. On today's economic calendar, existing home sales are out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.